This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in the United States for a visit to the White House and the Capitol. First, there will be a summit with U.S. President Joe Biden, including an Oval Office meeting and a news conference. Zelensky is expected later to address a joint session of Congress that comes as lawmakers consider America's biggest yet infusion of aid to Ukraine, some $45 billion. Russia does not expect Kyiv to be open to peace talks in the wake of President Zelensky's Washington trip, the Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters Wednesday, as the U.S. continues to supply Ukraine with a wide range of weapons.
The supply of weapons continues, and the range of supplied weapons is expanding. All of this, of course, leads to an aggravation of the conflict. This does not bode well for Ukraine.
Peskov also confirmed media reports that President Putin would not deliver his annual State of the Nation address this year. Gambian authorities have foiled a military coup attempt and arrested four soldiers plotting to overthrow President Adama Barrow's administration. VOA's Marissa Melton has the story.
The Gambian Armed Forces High Command says it arrested four soldiers linked to the alleged coup after a military operation on Tuesday. Coup attempts are not uncommon in Gambia, which is still reeling from over two decades under former President Yahya Jammeh, marked by authoritarianism and alleged abuses. There has been growing frustration with President Adama Barrow's government for its failure to address poverty and rising living costs. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
For more on any of the stories that we're covering, visit us at voasnews.com or download our app.